Warning, this show contains strong language and topics that some viewers may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey, regular Sam, do you like flags?
No.
Fuck!
Wrestling fans, and welcome to another edition of The Supler. I am Andy Kwan, and with me, as always, is Sam Brooks.
Everything fucking happened. Yep. Everything happened. What the fuck? Where do we start? What are we doing? Where do we go? Someone got released. Someone important got released.
But we should start with the comments.
We should. That was a test, and you passed.
Yeah!
So the last time we did this, it was before Great Balls of Fire, and we talked about Carmella once again winning the Money in the Bank briefcase, and why it's entirely pointless, almost.
Yeah, it was pointless.
Yeah, there's not really been much progression other than the stunning revelation that Lana is just the worst wrestler of all time, apparently. The way she gets squashed in like 12 seconds, I think it was. What are they going for with that?
I don't know.
Yeah, I wish I knew. Because I thought, hey, she's gonna win the belt, right? Right? No, that's not what you're doing. You're just embarrassing her every week now. Is this really what we're doing? It's frustrating, right? But anyway, we have comments here. One from Troy Starman, who says, the ending of the first Money in the Bank was perfect. It puts Ellsworth on Bobby Heenan level. He is a great manager.
Nope. And if you compare the two again, I will get very upset.
I think you should compare the two of them again. I feel like him getting upset would be wonderful. Would be delightful.
It wouldn't be delightful.
No, I agree that they should have just stuck with the original ending. They didn't need to redo it. They didn't need to give away a match that you made people pay for away for free and make it less good. Am I the only one that's crazy enough to say that the first one was better than the second?
I never saw a second in the end.
Yeah.
When I found out the result, I was like, well, what the fuck's the point?
No, I know, right? It's almost as if banning somebody from the arena apparently doesn't do shit.
Yeah.
They just show up anyway, because security are a couple of toddlers that can't do their jobs right. In kayfabe.
Tough up.
What's the point? There isn't any. But no, they should have stuck with the original ending. Nothing's changed since we did that show. It's not gotten worse, but it's not gotten better.
Die. What other comments are there?
Love your input here. Voidstorm says, in regards to has more heat, there are always marks that cheer for Owens, myself included. Meanwhile, I'm pretty sure Ellsworth is universally hated. Very true.
Yeah, very Ellsworth true. Is like a boil on your ass.
You can't just say that and expect no reaction. You gotta actually explain what the fuck you just said.
Well, basically, he's a pain in the ass. He's outstayed his welcome. He's
like a boil on your ass, which is at one point welcome? Don't know what world you live in where you like having occupants on your butthole, but still. It's just bad analogy, mate.
Fine, it's a bad analogy, okay? I mean, it was all right first, the whole friend zone thing, but it didn't have a payoff by the looks of things, so what was the point?
Well, I think the Money in the Bank was the payoff. Wow. It's shown that Carmella maybe partnered with this big hog loser because she herself can't be fucked to win matches properly anymore. A la the classic WWE heel way. You have a competent wrestler who, for whatever reason, just doesn't want to win matches anymore. So they get a heat manager, in this case Ellsworth, to just do it for him.
Oh.
And then they're eventually forced to pull a win out of their ass. Everyone's like, whoa, they can actually do it. It's almost as if they should do it anyway. Because dominant heels, they're not going to kill off your fucking TV program. If anything, they'll make it a bit stronger. Like NXT.
I have yet to go back and watch NXT. I should probably do that at some point.
You really should. The tapings have just broke some really fun news that I'm sure you will go meh at when it shows up on your network.
Yes. The results of Great Balls of Fire have meant something. Truly amazing.
Great. What is that, Andy?
Truly the most amazing thing of all time.
What is that?
Liam Dunn
hmm?
Decided he wasn't going to do projections.
Projections?
And nor did Jamie.
What about predictions? Did either of them do any of those, or are we just talking about predictions?
And Keelan did, but Keelan got his wrong. Like, some of his were wrong. So, presenting the reigning, defending, undisputed, and quite possibly, hopefully, final Super City Hall champion of the world, of the universe, of fucking everything, of time and space, it is I, Andy Kwan. Be more happy. I am the champion again. Be more happy. I predict these correctly. Be more happy. Be more happy, damn it.
Can I go back to my dream sequence?
Be more happy.
I want to go back to my dream sequence. It was a lot more entertaining.
Happy! Be happy, damn it.
Why?
I'm your champion once again.
You're not my fucking anything, Andy.
I am your champion. Live with it.
You want to say that in my fucking face, short stuff?
I am your champion.
I will pick up your fucking toy and throw it out the fucking window and you won't be able to get it. Well, I'll put it on a really high shelf and you won't be able to fucking reach it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention because I'm just fascinated with my new title. It's lovely.
The plastic toy.
It's my championship.
With cardboard taped over it.
Championship is mine. You're just jelly that you couldn't win this.
I didn't want to win it.
Don't be jelly. Don't be jelly. No one likes that.
You see what you do to yourself, Andy? You see what's happening on screen right now?
No, because you're editing this, so I don't know.
Yes. Yes, I am. You want to talk shit to the editor again? Do you think that's a good idea? No? No. Cool. Sit the fuck down and tell me what we're talking about this week.
We're talking about Paige and Alberto Del Rio.
Fuck. Stop, stop, stop! Why?
Why? Because an altercation happened at an Orlando airport.
Whoa, between... what a surprise! Trouble in paradise.
Between Paige and Alberto Del Rio.
Great.
And it has led to Del Rio being suspended indefinitely. The current reigning Impact champion, or GFW, or TNA, or whatever the fuck you
want
to call
GFW.
It.
It's GFW.
It's stupid.
How hard is it to fucking understand?
And...
the WWF or the WWE or WWWF, whatever the fuck it's called.
The world champion of that company
GFW.
Has been suspended indefinitely because of his altercation until the powers that be deem necessary or whatever the hell happens with the investigation.
Real quick.
Yes.
What does it mean to be suspended by a company that does tapings? What does it mean to be suspended by a company that does tapings until their next set of tapings?
Yeah, like,
when
they
you've
don't,
already
they do,
appeared
like,
on these tapings and there are no
they tape
house
things
shows?
Like four times a year or something. I mean, there are house shows.
So what's the point?
I don't
suspending
know.
Suspending him when you'll be seeing him on TV anyway.
That's the problem.
We can be like WWE. We promise we can suspend people so they don't show on our live shows. Oh, wait. We don't do live shows because we can't afford to. This is a waste of fucking time. This is just a PR stunt, almost, said Jeff Jarrett as he sat there in his office with a fucking guitar thinking, what are we going to do to drum up great business, guys? I know. Suspend our fucking champion who's apparently an alleged wife beater. Great.
Yeah, these are all alleged things. Like, the family have come out. I think it's Paige's brother who said things like that she's
When does
in a.
Paige's family not say things about their relationship?
Well, this is the thing. Like, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to comment on somebody's personal life.
But you're going to.
Oh, okay.
Because you decided to talk about it this week.
But it doesn't seem entirely normal what is going on, if that makes sense.
No.
Normal relationships, and believe me, I...
You wish you knew what that was like.
Shut up. The whole situation is just straight.
When has this relationship ever been normal? Ever since the inception of this fucking bonfire of a relationship that has somehow screamed and slimed its way into the public eye when it's clearly a fucking advocate of Stockholm Syndrome at this fucking point. Where the story changes 5 times per fucking week, and it's a different story every month anyway. It's like, oh, they're engaged, they're married, one of them puts drugs up their bum. No, both of them put drugs up their bum. Now both of them have a restaurant where they put drugs up their bum and get engaged and get tattoos of each other. It's every fucking week this thing just escalates and gets further and further to the point of a fucking train wreck. Why are we, one, surprised, and number two, when is it gonna stop? When is it gonna fucking screech to a halt and just end? What is gonna be the catalyst of the end point of this fucking drama llama train that we're fucking stuck on for whatever
Choo-choo.
Fucking reason?
I think the thing is, and I don't want to comment on their relationship because...
But you're going to? Because you decided to bring it up this week?
But I'd rather talk about Del Rio just as a whole.
Oh, but yeah, because you really like him, don't you?
Oh, he's the greatest.
You're a big fan of Mr... 40-year-old acting like a teenager online fucking puts cocaine up his bum.
I don't know about the cocaine up the bum thing. I don't
know.
Okay,
he puts it up his nose at the very least.
Whatever. Whatever he chooses to do, I don't care. But the idea that he keeps doing Instagram live things but going...
Fucking perils, I'm going to kill Triple H and the Usos and also the New Day at my new restaurant. Hey! You're 40.
And the other thing as
You're
well
fucking
is...
40.
And the other thing as well is that he constantly wants to shoot promos on Impact about WWE for some reason.
Wow! What a fucking surprise that an ex-WWE employee shoots about WWE on their competitor's show.
Yeah, but...
That's so revolutionary and groundbreaking!
It's not just that, it's just... He's gone from being a guy that people sympathized with because... of the whole, like, the social media manager at WWE saying something racially abusive to him and Del Rio, rightfully so, standing up for himself, to this. It's gone a complete, like...
Abusive cokehead.
The whole situation has just gone, whoop, like that. And that's why I don't like the guy. Because...
You haven't heard anything good to his name in about 2 years?
I don't know anything good that he's done in, like, 2 years.
No, he really likes Paige.
He don't
really
care.
Likes Paige. That's a good thing, right?
I don't give a fuck. And the thing is...
He clearly likes her so much that he says, oh, all of the cocaine is in her bag, guys. Not me. I'm clean. That's what you do when you love someone, right? I mean, yeah. I can't ask you because you don't know, but that's what you would do, right? You'd fucking say, oh yeah, all the drugs! Look at her!
This is like a really...
Go over there!
This is like a really shit Bonnie and Clyde.
The amount of times I've actually been referred to as the Bonnie and Clyde of wrestling by none other than Paige's own mother. It's fucking weird. I don't think Bonnie and Clyde had this much fucking drama. If it happened in the social media age, they'd probably still be dead in a fucking car shootout. How this is gonna end? God, that's probably how this is gonna end.
The problem that I have as well is with GFW.
Oh,
like,
great. What now?
Like, as a company, if you see this guy and he's on your roster and he's behaving like a tit, why then would you put the world championship on him?
Is this 2011 again? I feel like we're talking about Jeff Hardy.
But this is what I mean. They don't learn.
Or even before that. I feel like this is 2006 and we're talking about Kurt Angle.
See, it's like the business
history repeats itself. Or more better, GFW repeats itself.
Like, I don't get it. The guy clearly is going through some problems. He needs to get help and fix his problem.
That's why you suspend him, right?
Yeah, and not putting the world title on him. Like, I don't understand.
How bad must Bobby Lashley feel? He looks at himself, a guy that has, as far as I'm aware, relatively no drama. He likes to dabble in MMA. Seems like an okay dude, from all accounts. No, I've never heard a shoot interview say, oh, Bobby Lashley's a cunt. Like, I've never heard that. I've heard nothing but good things about the guy. And now all of a sudden, it's like, he must look in the mirror and think, you know what? Maybe Del Rio is more deserving than me. When he sees a fucking Instagram post of the audio of Paige saying, get the fuck out of my life, you have ruined my career. Then does he think, you know what, maybe I didn't deserve that unification title. Maybe that's okay on Alberti.
I mean, that's my problem.
How bad can he feel right now?
That's my problem with the whole situation is, if you're going through problems, then okay, fine. Go get help, for fuck's sake.
But he's clearly not getting help, because these apparently aren't problems to him or to anybody else.
Alright, fine. Don't put the war title on him. Kick him out of your company. Like, just let him do his own thing.
No, you can't kick him out of a company because he still draws numbers, apparently.
Well, not only that, even if he was, like, a squeaky clean dude.
Yeah, even if he, like, let's flash back to, like, 3 years ago, right? Yes. We still didn't think anything of Del Rio. We still thought he was fucking boring and had the same fucking matches every single time he was in the fucking ring. And his personality was probably so dead at that point, it was, I don't know, much like their relationship at this point. It's like
I
never thought highly of Del Rio to begin with. This is just further sinking it down into the fucking bog mud.
Well, yeah, like, as a wrestler, as someone who watches the industry, and as a fan, he doesn't entertain me.
No.
But then when you learn about the stuff that is happening in his personal life and the way that he acts, you know, like, are you joking? Like, and I just feel sorry for Paige in this.
Let's talk about Paige.
She has had, like, probably the worst year in probably in anyone's life, probably ever. Her
the worst year of her life so far.
I can't see how it gets that much worse. Your nudes get leaked.
Well, more than just your nudes, your videos. Several videos, including a weird freeway with somebody else. And you don't even know who to blame it for, but you're going to blame Brad Maddox anyway, because why the fuck not? Easy enough scapegoat. And that's not to say that you shouldn't, like, okay. What people do in their sexual lives, if that includes videoing themselves and pleasing their partners in whatever way they want to do it, that's fine. Do whatever you want to do. No one's here to judge, except maybe this guy, even though he clearly has no judgment to begin with.
Unless you're like, I don't know, you hurt other people or animals or anything weird, don't do that.
Okay, if you're into crushing, don't do that. But
yeah, don't do that.
If you're normal people that like to video themselves having sex with each other and also Xavier Woods, that's fine. It's a bit weird, but it's fine. We're not going to judge you. Just don't have it leak online. Get better fucking security. Back it up on hard drives and take it off your fucking computer. That's how this shit leaks in the first place.
The other thing as well is,
so we have that.
Yeah,
we
have
had all that leak. Then what happened?
And then you have, like, all this drama with Dario and, like, are they married? Is she pregnant? LOL, no. It's like, it was just weird shit like that.
Is she still injured? Will she ever reclaim the women's championship?
Ever coming back? And the other thing as well is, Paige actually put out a statement, I guess, about what happened.
Okay, which version of events is this? Is this the one that came before or after it actually happened? Like, what is it? There's three different sides to this story from her perspective alone.
Like,
it starts off with, he attacked me, and then it's like, no, we attacked each other, and then it's like, no, I attacked him, I'm to blame. Right.
But the thing is,
Let's go into this.
The police have even said that she's not even being investigated. So
nice.
That's like, so it can't be then, because it's the
it's
old
almost
bill.
As if she's lying.
And
it's almost as if she's lied before about her second suspension. Remember that shit? When she was like, no, it's something about a back injury, and then WWE was like, nah, you're on the coke. Get your shit together.
Yeah.
Man, that Rock movie is going to be a blast.
Oh, yeah. Like,
I can't wait to see this.
I bet Dwayne is just like, what the fuck have I done?
Why did I choose this one wrestler?
How am I going to get to this point in the movie?
Who will play Del Rio?
This fucking...
Seth Rogen. He'll be the guy.
What? I don't mind them being together. I don't care.
I don't give a fuck. But when it's clearly a harmful relationship, which, this is clearly fucking a problem now. This is clearly not normal and not healthy and not okay by conventional fucking standards. I'm looking at it from
a fan's perspective, and like, I want to see Paige back in a ring. This is not helping. This is not helping anybody. Nobody wins in this situation. Nobody wins.
Seeing Paige back in a WWE ring is a different topic entirely. I, myself, don't really care. Think about how many better women there are in that company alone right now. Especially with the Mae Young Classic coming up. Paige is going to be lost in the shuffle. There's no point to her coming back. She's already been replaced by, like, 7 different women already. What's the point?
This thing is just... It's a mess.
Where is it going to go next? Let's put down some betting odds.
Please don't.
I'm going to say the next big scandal will be about drugs. Just a little feeling I have.
Probably, yeah. I mean, in other news, since we've got like a couple of minutes left, a man by the name of Austin Aries. Have you heard of him?
The greatest man who ever lived, unless you're like half of a WWE roster right now.
And he is no longer a part of WWE.
No, he got released. And I think the story is that he requested it because he was unhappy with being pigeonholed into the role of a cruiserweight.
But I have
felt
heard...
he should have been more than that.
But I have heard that there's another reason. That's because of his attitude.
Yes, apparently, like a famous dickhead Austin Aries is apparently a bit of a dickhead. Who'd have thought?
Who knew?
It's like I say in the Great Balls Show. If you can get Vince Russo and Jim Cornette to agree on something, namely Austin Aries is a dickhead, what does that say about you?
Yeah.
It says that you're a dickhead, Austin Aries. And that's not necessarily a bad thing before anyone says, how could you call him that? He makes more money than you ever will. It's like, it's not a bad thing. CM Punk's an asshole. I fucking love CM Punk, right? There's a difference between being an asshole and helping yourself get to where you want to be in that company by being an asshole, and there's a difference just being a fucking prick backstage that doesn't make any friends and doesn't know how to use himself properly.
Well, there's more news about dickheads backstage.
Oh, are we not even going to talk about Aries, man?
Well, we can combine all of these three in one go.
Okay, three? Okay, please lay the names on me.
So... there's another person, and his name is Enzo Amore.
Oh, fuck.
Apparently, according to the dirt sheets, Enzo Amore pissed off the WWE locker room after doing something on a bus. No one knows what, but it was so bad that they gave him, like, the mistreatment, and basically he had to, like, change in the in a corridor and all that kind of thing. So
you're forgetting the main person that spearheaded this movement, apparently.
Dada!
Get it spearheaded? Spearheaded? Do you get my clever puns, you fuck?
Apparently, fuck Roman Reigns was the one who instigated this, supposedly.
Yes, supposedly.
But
even though I don't believe this for a fucking second, right?
But I also found some breaking news. So, who was Enzo Amore's tag team partner until just recently?
Colin.
Well, Colin also has some heat as well.
Why does Big Colin have heat?
Colin apparently has heat, according to the dirt sheets, because he is a Trump supporter. I am not lying. I am reading this on my screen right now. And it's pissing off the people backstage, but will not hurt his push because who cares? But it's giving him heat backstage, apparently. Because most of the backstage apparently don't like Trump. So, there you go. So, Both Enzo and Cass have heat. So what the fuck was the point in that shape?
Well, where the fuck do I begin with this? First of all, every fucking month, it seems, someone has nuclear backstage heat. And then a month later, there's no fucking evidence of it anymore. Because they're going through a spot of weird booking right now, it's just fair play to say, oh, they're clearly in the doghouse backstage, even though there's no fucking evidence to it other than being booked poorly on telly. Remember when this was about Sami Zayn? Remember when this was about Lana? Remember when this was about Roman Reigns? Wow, look how well it worked out for all of them. It's almost as if it didn't matter. And it's almost as if this could be complete bollocks right now.
And here's the other thing that people don't realise. If this is supposedly, like, splitting them up is punishment, at least on Enzo's side, that doesn't make any fucking sense. Because Enzo has done some of the best promo work I've ever seen him do.
Enzo is clearly in major trouble backstage, so you know what we're going to do? We're going to have him open Raw with a 20-minute promo, and then we're going to have him do it again on Great Balls of Fire, the pay-per-view. And yeah, he's clearly really, in trouble, right?
And make him really sympathetic.
And clearly write him well. It's like, oh, he's clearly in trouble backstage, right?
If this is what the doghouse is like, everyone should just start doing stupid
Man,
shit.
I wish Finn Balor was in trouble backstage.
Just start doing lines of coke or shitting in a bag or smoke fucking weed or something. Go fucking mental.
Might earn you a world title.
You're fucking, yeah. Like, what the fuck? Doesn't make any sense.
Back to Big Ass.
Yes,
who is apparently
big ass.
Yeah, great. Who is apparently a Trump supporter. So are his bosses. Of course, it's not going to affect his fucking push. Just because all of his friends in the locker room are liberal cucks like myself. Since when have you ever gotten to the main event by, I don't know, being political about actual politics? When has that ever seriously affected anybody backstage? Can you name anybody?
Never really.
No, it's almost as if it doesn't fucking matter.
There's more.
What are we
breaking
meant to take from this report? Like, oh, Big Cass has no friends backstage because he wants to build a wall taller than himself. Why do I care? Yeah, why I care about this shit?
Yeah, I'm reading the story. So yeah, it's because of the Trump thing that we people like him.
Where can you find us online?
You can find us at supla.com. We also have a gaming channel. If you put in Supla Gaming, it will come up. We play video games that are not wrestling related. But if you also think that are not wrestling related, we do the broadcast on occasion on supla.com, where we just chat shit. We have a Facebook, a Twitter, and an Instagram. Type in the Supla and we come up. But we also have a Patreon. And basically, if you donate, you get exclusive content, like us reacting to videos, such as that NWO pay-per-view they did, and the first TNA Impact. Random shit. What else is there? I think I did it all.
When are we going live next?
Oh, we're next going live at Supla Ground, which is in 2 weeks?
Yes.
Hooray! And we'll discuss the pay-per-view Battleground on that one.
Yes.
Whatever. Shut! Stop! So, I have been Andy Kwan.
I feel like you're mad at me.
I'm not mad at you.
Why are you yelling at me then?
Because
I... Why are you telling me to fuck off?
No, I didn't tell you.
Why are you telling me to go eat shit? Why are you doing that?
Alright, let's fight! Run! Place! Run! Jump! Jump!
Hey, Regular Sam, do you like flags?
No.
Fuck!